What's happening, Black Healing Matters family? Danielle here at the Black Healing Matters podcast, where we offer you ideas to hopefully move you one step closer to your healing. Happy Mindset Monday to you. And on this Mindset Monday, I hope you are in a good space, you know? When we talk about mindset, oftentimes it comes off as like this kind of esoteric, like out there somewhere type of thing, where it's not very easy to internalize. And today I want to talk about ways that we can begin to see our own mindset. And that's, I know that may sound strange, but talking about mindset is like kind of like talking about other people's problems. It often comes off that way, like other people's problems, things that other people are doing. But it's very, very rare that we ever actually reflect on our own mindset. And as they say, you know, it's hard to see the picture when you're in the frame. And that process of taking off the frame, stepping outside of the frame, stepping outside of the picture, and looking back at the picture to say, yeah, that's me. I like what I see, or I don't like what I see, you know? This is something that I feel like people in general, I know this is the Black Healing Matters podcast, but I think especially we as Black people, we are actually conditioned not to step outside of this, of our own paradigms, and examine them and poke them and see kind of where the holes are, you know, like Swiss cheese, you know, there are holes in these mindsets and philosophies that we keep, yet we are the ones that reinforce them. We are the ones who don't actually push through those holes, or rather blast through those holes sometimes, to realize that this is complete bullshit. And sometimes we are living under these rules and mindset and ideas that are, excuse my language, but they're bullshit, really. And so how can we begin to see that? How can we begin to look at ourselves objectively? Well, the first way that I like to do this is by ingesting ideas. So just by listening to different ideas, and listening, as they say, with an open mind. But that just simply means deferring your judgment. Listening with deferred judgment is a really great way to start seeing your own paradigm and seeing your own mindset. Another way is to look at your own actions and compare them to actions of those who you admire or want to be like. And so when I do this, for example, I want to get in shape. One of my friends, she recently changed her entire body. You know, she lost an amazing amount of weight. She's in great shape. And when I decided, okay, I want to change and shift my mindset around my health and wellness, I look at somebody who does have it together, who has what I want, and I look at their habits and their mindset, and then I compare that to my own. Now, if you just look at the habits and change the habits without looking first at the behavior and the thinking that produce those habits, you're only going to make short-term change. And we've all done this before. Going on a diet. Starting a new exercise plan. Getting a gym membership and never showing up. These are all signs of just making changes of behavior without ever examining and uprooting the ideas that created that behavior. So, again, I like to look at other people's behavior as to model, and then go back and think about my own behavior, and I figure out, where's the resistance? Why does that resistance exist? And oftentimes, well, yeah, almost all the time, it comes back down to a point of fear. A point of fear of loss of love, fear of loss of money, fear of loss of vitality. There's some underlying fear, usually, that stops us from doing the things that we know we want to do and we need to do. And so that fear is locked into a belief, which is a vestige. It's a part of our mindset. And I know this is kind of deep and like woo-woo, if you will, but this is simply how we're built. And unfortunately, nobody really teaches us how we're built, how our minds are constructed, and how we are actually conditioned to create beliefs. And also, just as we create them, we can destroy them. But this is unfortunately not taught in schools. And so today, I hope this kind of, this discourse, from this discourse, you can take a few things, a few ideas as to how you can begin to examine your own mindset. Be the purveyor of your existence. To say, and take a very honest assessment, an honest audit of who you are and what your beliefs are. And you'll be surprised sometimes as to the beliefs that you're carrying around and these beliefs, how they are affecting your life. If you're running into the same problems over and over again, whether it be with other people and relationships and your physical body, illness, these are all symptoms of defective thinking. And on that note, Black Healing Matters family, I love you. I do. And I hope that you will, call in and let me know what you think on this topic. Have you ever exposed one of your own beliefs? Have you ever actually changed one of those beliefs that no longer suited you? If so, I would love to hear about it. This is powerful stuff. Okay. Black Healing Matters family, I hope that you stay blessed, stay connected, and as always, Black Healing Matters.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.